I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. We're talking Chris Rea. Hit it. It was the 1980s. Miami Vice lit up the TV, Top Gun ruled the multiplex, and one gravel-voiced songwriter from Middlesbrough quietly gave the season its most honest soundtrack. I'm your host, Jerry D., with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. What's up, dudes? Now, we here at Totally Rad Christmas are saddened by the passing of Chris Rea. His song Driving Home for Christmas is a staple in the UK. And quite frankly, while it didn't hit big over here, I discovered it several years ago and it's been on my playlist ever since. But who is Chris Rea? Well, Chris Rea was born in Middlesbrough, England in 1951 to an Italian father and Irish mother, and he worked around his family's ice cream business before music took over his life. Now, he didn't pick up guitar as a childhood prodigy or anything. He started later, around age 21, then built a career around a voice that, well, frankly, sounded like it had lived three lifetimes, and a guitar style rooted in blues and slide. His breakthrough came with Fool If You Think It's Over in 1978. Went on to become a huge European star with albums like The Road to Hell, 1989, and Auberge in 1991, and basically hitting number one in the UK charts. He also lived through serious health battles, though, including pancreatic cancer and a stroke in 2016, but he kept creating music into his later years. Dude just couldn't be stopped. A few weeks ago, his family announced that he died in hospital after a short illness. And of course, since then, tributes have been pouring in. Because for a lot of people, Chris Rea isn't just a singer, he's the season. But let's talk about that one that sneaks up on you every December like a familiar set of headlights in the rear view, especially if you live in the UK. Driving Home for Christmas.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas.
Now, Driving Home for Christmas has this crazy origin, okay? Rea said the lyric began years before its release, like during a 1978 trip from Abbey Road in London back to Middlesbrough, stuck in holiday traffic with his wife driving their Mini, and Rea scribbling lines whenever passing headlights hit the car.
My career at that point was really on the floor. I'd ceased to become the pop star that the record companies wanted me to be, and I was about to be dropped. So it was pretty ropey when we left Abbey Road that night. We had been discussing opening an Italian restaurant and leaving the music business. And we started the drive home. It was snowing when we left Abbey Road, and we were young, we were in love. I just felt happy. I thought, stuff that's happening with the career. It's Christmas. There was a little tune in my head which was just felt Christmassy, you know.
The song is about taking time and just doing Christmas, just enjoying the season.
It's about dropping everything for 2 weeks and doing Christmas.
In fact, he actually wrote the song for Van Morrison, but just could never get it to him. So eventually he recorded it himself, and of course the rest is history. The song was first released as a B-side in 1986.
Faces.
then re-recorded and released as a single in 88. Now that's the version that most people are familiar with, that 88 version. It has the piano overlay that we'll get into a little bit later. But here's the thing. This song grew into a classic and is now a perennial UK chart returner. It even reached a top 10 peak on the UK singles chart. Now, why does the song hit so hard? Well, it doesn't feel like a Christmas single trying to win Christmas, essentially. It's not bells and whistles and hype. There's no tubular bells or sleigh bells. This song is like vibes, baby. It's like mood. Tailbacks, tired eyes, that little spark of relief when you realize that the hard part's almost over. You know, you're on your way home. It's basically the Christmas song for adults who have wrapped gifts at 1 a.m., gone into work a shift, then, you know, drove 2 hours through darkness just to walk through the door and hear their family say, "You made it." But musically, it's actually pretty simple. The verse alternates between the one chord and the four chord, or in its original key, A and D. Now, what makes it aurally interesting is its color notes, the upper extension. So each chord starts with a major ninth, and then it resolves to a sixth. And that gives the overall impression of a major 13th, or to some ears, a five with the one in the bass that resolves to a one with an added sixth. So like E/A to an A6. The pre-chorus and chorus are both standard, just 3-6-2-5, you know, minor 3, minor 6, minor 2, and dominant 5 progression. So that's just pure, basic, simple music theory progression, relies on the circle of fifths, which we won't get too far into here. Now, all these extended chords kind of give it a really jazzy feel. The piano's playing this riff that's very Count Basie-esque. It's played by keyboardist Max Middleton. Syncopated rhythmic motif, one, appears throughout the song in various permutations and embellishments, okay? It all came about musically, basically, while Rhea and Middleton were just testing two keyboards out. Now, drummer Martin Ditcham recorded his track at Rhea's home studio. He overdubbed some percussion and some very discreet jingle bells. They're not in your face at all. Now, initially, the song came out, as I said, on B-side. Then a DJ flipped it over and started playing it, and Middleton suggested that they re-record it and add some strings. He played that distinctive jazzy intro, and they did a classic 1950s Christmas carol type arrangement with the strings. So super simple, super nostalgic, and especially in the 80s where nostalgia for the 50s was hitting hard. I mean, think Back to the Future, Peggy Sue Got Married, you know, a bunch of others. Then it really, really worked and made it just a hit, especially in the UK, as I've said. But let's flip the record, because there's another song that Chris Rea did called The Joys of Christmas. And that's kind of the other side of the season. Joys of Christmas was released as a single in 1987, tied to Rea's album Dancing with Strangers, and it even shipped with Driving Home for Christmas as its B-side, which is kind of incredible because it's like he accidentally packaged the whole Christmas emotional spectrum into one release, you know? Or Driving Home is like warmth on the horizon. Joys of Christmas is the cold wind on the street corner. It's a stark look at the season when money's tight, jobs are scarce, and the perfect, you know, quote-unquote perfect Christmas feels like an advertisement meant for somebody else. Critics at the time basically noticed the same thing, that it's a winter song with a bleak northern realism running underneath the melody. Helen Metella of the Edmonton Journal said, "It juxtaposes a modern hymn against the snapshots of out-of-work youth in North England." And this is where I think Chris Rea is so different from a lot of holiday music. Like, he wasn't afraid to say, hey, Christmas is beautiful, but Christmas can also hurt. Now, that doesn't ruin the season. It makes the season just more real. Now, the song itself is full of bluesy, Clapton-esque guitar licks and spoken phrases. And, I mean, it just kind of lays out, man. The blues scale with its minor pentatonic bass and added flat fifth is very prominent, adding to the blues effect. The song is rife with slow bends in the upper register before hitting the main riff in the lower octave. Rhea's gravelly baritone gives it like a pleading, almost a plaintive kind of feel with its quasi-rap.
I see all the tough guys, still not 25, dying on their feet. Coughing, honking, catching cigarettes and still out on the street. No money, nowhere to go. Fathers at 2, 3, maybe 4. What are they gonna do?
Of course, Rhea did have some hits. The Road to Hell, Auberge on the Beach, Josephine, some others. But Driving Home for Christmas really became kind of its own legacy and what he's most known for. And frankly, I kind of wish it popped here more in the U.S. You know, it just didn't hit for one reason or another. And I don't know, maybe it's because in the 80s, Christmas culture was like loud. I mean, think of the toys, the specials, the synths, you know, all the cool commercials. But Chris Rea wrote songs that sounded like what happens between all that, you know, the drive, the long night, the quiet thoughts, like that complicated kind of joy and emotion. But, you know, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. I think the other half is just getting through the tailbacks, keeping the heater alive, and realizing the best part of Christmas isn't the stuff, it's the people waiting at the end of the road. And on that note, I'm going to end it with, and it's been so long, but I will be there to check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like driving home for Christmas, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. The joys of Christmas. Later, dudes.
And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time.